headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gracie and Kate with your 11am Zedlines.
In local news, a Queensland doctor has launched a legal fight to overturn his suspension from medical practice after he filmed himself in an anti-vaccine rant aimed at the country's chief medical officer, Paul Kelly. William Bay, a GP registrar and anti-vaccine protest leader, live-streamed his comments at a medical conference earlier this year, accusing Mr. Kelly of lying and demanding an end to forcing vaccines on the public. A month later, Bay's medical registration was suspended by the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency over his conduct, which posed a serious risk to the public. However, Bay claims his suspension has impacted his right to work and earn a living, and that it was an invalid breach of his implicit right to clinical communication. He has launched a legal battle against the AHPRA, Medical Board of Australia, and the State of Queensland, claiming they had been overly restrictive in their actions. He is seeking several court orders, including a hearing on the AHPRA and the Medical Board's jurisdictions.
The Whitsunday Regional Council has failed to have charges against it thrown out of court over the drowning deaths of a man and his young son in a public lagoon. In October 2018, Chinese nationals Yuan Wei Zhang and his five-year-old son Chengxi were pulled unconscious from the bottom of Airlie Beach Lagoon in Whitsunday's area. Whitsunday Regional Council, which owns and operates the lagoon, was charged with breaching its obligations under the Work Safety and Health Act. The regional council's lawyer applied to have the charges dismissed on a technicality, arguing the wrong legislation has been applied. Proserpine Magistrate Michelle Halbert has rejected the council's application and the matter will return to court later this month.
In national news, a bus crash has occurred in the New South Wales Hunter Valley at a major tourism and wedding destination. Police said at least 10 people have died and 25 have been hospitalised. Many patients' conditions is labelled as red and orange at this stage, which is severe. Victims include guests who had attended a wedding at the Wandon Estate. Following the tragedy, Maitland MP Jenny Aitchison expressed her condolences to the families, friends and loved ones of those involved.
Further compromises have been offered by the Greens to try and strike a deal with the federal government to build tens of thousands of social and affordable homes. The government wants to pass a $10 million housing affordable future fund through the Senate this sitting fortnight, but it needs the support of the Greens. The Greens wanted the government to spend $5 billion annually, but that demand was recently halved. Mr. Chandler Mather, housing spokesperson, stated, "We're willing to negotiate on a number between $500 million and $2.5 billion. Mr. Chandler Mather went on to say that the Labor Party is no longer negotiating at this point, as they have stated they won't offer anything extra than $500 million. It is clear the ball is officially in Labor's court when it comes to the price of building social and affordable homes."
In international news, a section of a major US highway has collapsed under a tanker truck that caught fire beneath it on Sunday at around 6:20 a.m. local time. No injuries have been reported, however, officials are concerned about potential environmental impact on the nearby Delaware River. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said that the tanker, which was carrying a petroleum-based product, remains trapped and that it may take a number of months to restore the highway. The damaged stretch is used to reach the Jersey Shore, Boston, Washington, and Baltimore, and delays are ongoing as the structural integrity of the surrounding highway is examined.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.